Good morning. The reading is from Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9, and it's on page 216 of the Bible's book, I'm sure, up on the screen. The Lord commands Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give you to them, to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This is the word of God.
Let's pray. Father, we pray this morning that you would speak to us and encourage us as we look ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday I was doing one of my area dean things, which is inspections of our local churches, and that includes sort of sitting down with the wardens, church wardens, and thinking about the year ahead and what their vision and hope is for the coming year. And I was at our church plant, Holy Trinity Barnes, yesterday doing their inspection with Peter Buckwell. Now, Peter, as you know, you may know, is one of our local Conservative councillors. And one of the things that came up in conversation yesterday was the coming election, because he, like probably everybody else, was utterly shocked, surprised that an election was approaching. And I think the local Conservatives were really found themselves slightly taken off guard about candidates and all of the rest of that sort of thing. And I just was reflecting as I came away about messages that we will hear in the coming weeks. Every party will be trying to sell us why we should vote for them. Already, I think the Tories have done quite a job. And I wonder, have you heard these words in recent weeks? I'm not saying that I'm a Tory supporter. I'm just reflecting this morning what the Tories are saying. We need this election now to secure the strong and stable leadership the country needs to see us through Brexit and beyond. So you will hear Theresa May saying an awful lot of strong and stable leadership. Strong and stable. That's the message of the moment of the Tory party. It's her mantra. Now here's a test for you, church family, this morning. I wonder, have you digested our key message for this year? Here's the test. Can anybody, before I put a slide up, tell us what's our key message for this year? I think Mark, the church warden, knows. That's good. Mark Lambert.
Could it be live for Jesus?
Oh, well done, Mark. I'll pay you later. No. Well done, Mark. I didn't even prompt him. Our key message this year is live for Jesus, absolutely. And I believe God's calling us as his people to follow after him with everything this year, to live for Jesus. And I want to spend a few moments this morning exploring what this means with reference to the beginning of Joshua's leadership of Israel in the book of Joshua. So, a little bit of background. With Moses' death, the Israelites were at the beginning of a new chapter with a new leader, Joshua. God had called Joshua to fulfill a particular mission. Joshua's calling was to lead the people into the land promised to them by God. Israel was promised physical territory. And with the coming of Jesus, God's kingdom came to earth. It's not a physical kingdom, but it is literally the rule and reign of God. And that's what God wants us to usher in, to claim for Him in our communities, the reign and rule of God through Jesus. As people of God here at Holy Trinity Richmond, we are called to be kingdom bringers, living for Jesus. Those who live under the reign of God and bring His life to the communities we live in. The prayer of the follower of Jesus is, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray literally, Lord, let up there come down here. I might just hold that slide, Will, if that's okay. We'll come to that in a minute if you don't mind. Thanks. So our prayer as a church is, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let up there come down here. In order to fulfill God's purpose for our lives, He promises to give us all the resources we need. Now imagine if you'd been Joshua. You could easily have been hugely overwhelmed by following in the footsteps of someone like Moses. I mean, Moses was extraordinary. At the end of Deuteronomy chapter 34, we get a brief epitaph for the life and work of Moses. And it's extraordinary. He said, we read this, "Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent to him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to his whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel." Wow! How do you follow that? How do you follow a man like Moses? But the Lord says to Joshua, He will be with him. In verse 5, we read this morning, "As I was with Moses, I will be with you." Isn't that amazing? The Lord says, just as I was with Moses, that extraordinary man, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. We have really known God with us in this last year at Holy Trinity. We're making a difference here and across the world. Let me give you a very quick summary. In Kampala, Uganda, through the work of Caris Kids, we support Sarah's translation work in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and people get to read the Bible in their own language. We support Joe and Demi Fleming doing an amazing work in Vellore, in the Christian Medical Center in North India. And as you know, Matt and Sam Boyton are there working with them at the moment. Here in the UK, Riverbank Trust are supporting vulnerable mums and their children. Kick London is mentoring young people through sport. The Vineyard Lunch is feeding the hungry. And Street Pastors is literally picking people off the streets on a Friday night in our town of Richmond. There's our youth and children's work, our work amongst the elderly and the vulnerable. And I could go on. I want to say to you, Holy Trinity, you're making a difference. You are making a difference. And we are called to keep on doing that as kingdom bringers. And it's not just the calling of the clergy, the staff team, the wardens, the PCC. It's a calling for all of us this morning and in the weeks ahead. What is God calling us to in the months ahead as we look ahead as Holy Trinity? Well, most of you will know, and maybe you can have the next slide up now, please, that we see ourselves as a church with an open door, reaching out with God's love and power and helping one another to live for Jesus. And our focus, as I've said, is that last phrase, to live for Jesus this year. Deep down, we all want to make a difference. And not just for ourselves. I don't think anybody at their funeral will want someone to stand up and say, well, he worked hard to be successful. He did a good job. He acquired power and money. He was anxious and driven and self-preoccupied and polite and respectable, and he impressed a lot of people. No, we want to leave the world a little changed. When it's time to go, I'm sure you would like someone to say, my life is richer. My world is a little bigger. I'm a better person because this person was around me. He or she made a difference. They influence me. And I believe God wants that for every one of us. He wants us to be life changers, people of influence. That's His plan, His calling for us. You have a mission, a calling starting right here. And God will use your strengths and your weaknesses. He will call you to serve Him in the areas in which you are passionate. I love this statement from a writer, Frederick Buchner, and he says this: the place God calls you to is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meets. Your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meets. Joshua was called to lead Israel into the promised land. It was a challenge, but God looks for two things from the people, from Joshua, as they step in to the promised land. The first thing is this, that they trust and obey Him. Our focus is live for Jesus. And just as God directed Joshua back to His word, He does the same for us. He says to Joshua, do not let this book depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Trust me, obey me, walk with me. If we're to be those who bring God's kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy, then we need to be those who are devoted to Jesus and His word. Those who allow it to form and shape us. Those who are eager to hear His voice. Those who live for Jesus and follow hard after Him. There are so many practical ways you can do this. You know, take time daily to read a psalm, a portion of the Gospels, or find Bible notes or a Bible app. Get into God's Word. I encourage you, it's not hard to get into God's Word. I encourage you to develop that habit. Let God's Word be the thing that feeds you and nourishes you. Come and pray with us. Come and pray as a church. We've been so encouraged recently when we've gathered with each other to pray. In Holy Week, we had a wonderful week of prayer. God was really at work, speaking to us, lifting us up, encouraging us. We have big plans this year as a church as we push forward. And you'll hear and read more about those in the report. To plant new communities of faith. To embark on our building project, taking it a step further this year. To develop the ministries that we have in the life of this church in so many ways. It is so important that we trust Jesus as a community. We obey Him. We follow Him if His purposes are to be fulfilled. I'm really blessed to be surrounded by a wonderful team. You've seen some of them already this morning in action. A great staff team. Wonderful folk helping us on PCC. Wardens, so many people in the life of this church who share ministry so generously. We saw Katie highlighted those who help with children and young people's work this morning. So I want to make one practical, share some practical news this morning that I'm delighted that Alwyn and Kate are going to be with us for up to another year. So just to encourage you, the diocese, because of my work with the area dean and in the deanery, have been very generously said they can have up to another year with us. So pray for them as they think about the next step. That's wonderful. That's great. It's just great to have people you know and love and trust working with you, and to have them here longer is just a great privilege. So it's great to have you. We'll be praying for you as you think about the next thing. I'm glad that it's not imminently coming. It's just great to have you for another year. And bless you both. So we trust God. We obey Him. That's what He called the Israelites to. Secondly, though, they were encouraged that they're not alone. They're not alone. God says to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wow. Now there's a promise. What a promise. Did anybody see this clip last week? Let's just play it quickly. This is something from a race I was running last week.
No, that Josh Griffiths has qualified for the World Championships. And look at him, he said, come on, it's there. You can do it. You can do it. Brilliant.
This is so hard. I mean, this every single part of his body is shutting down on him. But what we're seeing also is the camaraderie and the spirit of the marathon. How many of these guys are on for their personal best?
And they're sacrificing what could be a PB, who knows, as the guys said, to get this Chorlton Harriers, this Chorlton runners over the line. And James, I know you've just run your own fantastic race, but when you see that, that kind of sums up, doesn't it, what this is all about?
Yeah, it sums up, and also the selfless nature of other runners. I saw a couple of people in real trouble and I gave them a pat on the bum when I ran past and said keep going rather than stop and carry them over. So I'm feeling slightly...
So first of all, thank you so much for supporting and praying for me last week. Just a little notice, really valued your prayers last Sunday. I believe some people were even tracking me on their apps. They found the app and they were seeing how fast I was going. And noticed the fact that I did tail off somewhat at the end. But I did go on 4 hours, so I was very pleased with that. But thank you so much. The support has been amazing. We've raised at least £4,000, if not more, which is phenomenal for Open Doors. Just wonderful. But let me assure you, first of all, the marathon is a tough, tough race. At 23 miles last week, and some of my family saw me, but you will have seen in my face, it's a tough race. It's not an easy race. You never quite know what the marathon's going to do to you. You might be aware that these guys were aiming to run the marathon about 2 and 3 quarter hours. In fact, they still came in at 2:50-something. It's extraordinary. They still came in at 2:50. So they were good runners. They really knew how to run, these guys, an hour quicker than me in 26 miles. But the marathon does difficult things, odd things. You never quite know what it's going to do to you. It's a tough, tough race. What is amazing is how the Swansea runner sacrificed his race to help his struggling fellow runner to the line. He seems to be saying, even though the guy is dead on his feet, you can do it. You can make it to the finish line. And then you can see at one point he says, there's the line. Now you go to the line. You can do it. You can finish. And Jesus gave his life for you and me. He picked us up as he gave his life up on the cross. He then rose again and is with us to the end. Jesus says, I will not leave you as orphans. And as he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples, surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. You can do it. Don't give up. Do not be terrified. If we think back a few months to the great message of Christmas, it's Emmanuel, God with us. Maybe we get that message in a lovely candlelit service. But sometimes when we wake up, we can forget a difficult Monday morning, a difficult week. But God says, I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And in this passage today, this is a promise given to people on the move. I mean, that guy, if you watched when he was coming to the end of the finishing line, he could hardly move. He was desperately trying to get to the finish line. But he didn't stop. Can I say to you, people of God this morning, however difficult life is, however the challenges are, do not give up. Do not stop. Do not be terrified. Do not stop. This is a promise for people who will put one foot in front of the other and another foot and will keep going. God says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you wherever you go. There is the finishing line. I am with you. I will bring you there. And God is saying, trust me. Don't give up. And I think it's a word for some of us this morning who are tempted to feel, well, God can't use me. My life is too challenging. I don't know what I'm called to do. There's almost like a paralysis is set in of service. And the Lord says, do not give up. Keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I will be with you. God says to Joshua, I will give you every place where you place your foot. Isn't that wonderful? Every place you put your foot, I will give you. But there are two parts, God's provision and Joshua's choice. Was he scared? Yes, I'm sure he was scared. But God says to him, be strong and courageous. How do we find that courage day to day? The Lord says, do not be afraid. Do you know how many times he says that in Scripture? 366 times the phrase, do not be afraid, appears in Scripture. One for every day and leap year as well. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. We don't do this on our own. One of the ways that God assures us of his promises and his presence is through each other. We do this as we build friendships, like the man who came alongside the marathon runner. Can I encourage you, if you're not in a life group, consider joining a life group. On the back of our church this morning, there's a board, and you can find out where the life groups meet. Life groups are places where friendships are formed, where we pray for each other, where we help each other and encourage each other. Why not join a life group? Encourage each other over the line, in service, as you follow Jesus. God is calling us as Holy Trinity this year to bring his kingdom, to bring his life to those who need him, in our families, in our workplace, schools, in our community. Our prayer is, Lord, your kingdom come. We want to see Jesus as king in our world. And he entrusts us with that task. And he says, be strong, be courageous, for the Lord is with you. He will be with you wherever you go. So Holy Trinity, as we face a new year this year, be assured of that promise. The Lord will be with you wherever you go. Father, thank you so much for the promise of your word to us. And we pray, Lord, that we would trust you and obey you. We'd go where you're calling us. And as we do that, we'd know you're with us and you will never leave us. And you'll give us all that we need to live for Jesus. And Lord, there's nothing better to do than to live for Jesus this year. And may that be really evident in our lives together, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.